You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good Thursday morning to you. Mike McMurrin for Thursday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. I'll tell you what we're going to do today. We'll check the news. Got a couple thoughts to give you before we do that, to include on the Catholic Church. And then I like catching up with Secretary Mattis. I like hearing him speak around the globe at different events. So we'll do a little bit of that today. He explains the Space Force. So we'll check that out. And then we'll hear him down from from Brazil's War College, where he talks about some pretty interesting stuff that I think you'll find interesting. So I love hearing him in long format. So we'll do that today. So, I'm doing this because I forgot to hit record when I opened the program. So, this is kind of a makeup event. So, sit back, relax, enjoy today's program coming at you next, right here on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. If you want to make the case for, that he merits that, I guess you could lay it out. But I think it's pretty unprecedented. So, politics. Which, I think you all know how I feel about politics, and we'll leave it at that. So, good morning to you. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to catch up with the Secretary of Defense today. He's been kind of doing a little globe-trotting. And, he's a really interesting guy to follow because the world follows him. I think the world views Secretary Mattis as one of the most credible people in the current administration. And when he goes places, people listen. And it's very interesting. So he's been in Latin America, down in Brazil and Argentina. And he addressed the Brazilian War College, and the part that we'll listen to is a Q&A, and he takes all kinds of different questions that are always interesting, and he actually clears his throat during the speech, and he uses his standby line, except he doesn't say vodka, he says rum. Because he is in Latin America. Yeah, if this is rum, this would be a lot better speech. So anyway, we'll hear him. And one of the questions in the Q&A is about the weapons, the arms race into space. Pretty interesting answer that he gives there. So we'll do that today. The Gunner will join us, and we'll talk. I got a bunch of I got a series of emails yesterday after the interview I did with Luke, and if I could to not break my arm patting myself on the back, because honestly it doesn't have a whole lot to do with me. I can do an interview, but the key to an interview is who you interview. And then you kind of get out of the way and let them tell their story. So in the last 48 hours on All Marine Radio, I would tell you, make sure you listen to those interviews. Okay, Carlos Lopez Sr. and his wife, Juanita, talking about their son, Carlos Jr., member of the 82nd Airborne, two deployments, one to Iraq, one to Afghanistan, comes home struggling, gets involved in theater, makes good. Moves to Los Angeles to study acting, gets on a TV show. If you look at his credits, he's doing good. Ultimately takes his own life, because of his issues with mental health and PTSD. And their perspective as parents, I think, is worthy of your time. So that was on Tuesday. So as you go looking through, you'll see the headline, Carlos and Juanita Lopez. And then on the heels of that is Luke, who I think if you listen to the program, you've heard us talk about Luke. But he came on yesterday to talk about, you know, what he's gone through as kind of a peer of Carlos Lopez Jr. Carlos Lopez, 35, when he took his own life 6 weeks ago. Luke is 32. And so Mike Musselman and I have talked, the Gunner, if you will, have talked about what younger guys go through relative to the VA and not being old and ornery. Do they get what they should get when they should get it? So, so the answer is, a lot of times, no, because they don't push. So we want to talk to Luke about his career in the Marine Corps, when he got out, when did he know that he was different, that he had changed, and then after that, you know, what he had done about it, and specifically relative to what he had done about it, it was. Efforts to the VA, did you stay there? Was it what you needed? And so you'll hear stories about that. You'll hear him talk about liquor and the role liquor began to play in his life in terms of self-medicating. And so, and then you'll hear him talking about, this is, for me anyway, the best part of the interview is you hear him talk about him, lo and behold, finding All Marine Radio and hearing these guys that speak his language and beginning to listen. And then, you know, he starts to email, and then our relationship starts from that. Him asking about, hey, any advice on how to teach my girl how to shoot? And from that email, you know, but again, they're really good interviews, because you hear obviously the human side of this from two different perspectives. You hear a parent's perspective relative to the Lopez family, and then you hear a young guy's perspective, his experiences in Fallujah, and then trying to figure it out, if you will, trying to figure it out. So. Last 40 hours, really good stuff here on All Marine Radio. So I would encourage you to check that out. So with that said, you know, the plan of the day, I got some email and some hate mail about my commentary about the Catholic Church, which bothers me not a bit. Hey, stay in your lane. I don't think you know what you're talking about relative to the Catholic Church, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think I do. I was raised as a Catholic, and the issues of the Catholic Church have nothing to do with the Catholic faith. Catholic faith is a beautiful faith, right? The issues involving the Catholic Church are all man-made issues, and they're all leadership issues. And that stupid vow of celibacy eliminates all kinds of quality people, and I say men and women, that would be incredible leaders in communities all over the world, right? All over the country. And so imagine a church where, you know, the priest, and I'm going to generalize here, wasn't kind of a quiet, you know, guy, and he was a big guy with a big personality, right? Who has a family, who has his vocation, and wants to serve. Imagine those people being leaders of churches. I mean, it would be incredible. It would be a different, absolutely 100% different organization. Now, I will tell you the problem I think that the church has is I'm not sure that the people that run the church want that. But I was thinking about this the other day. Can you imagine, like, I name a few of my friends, but can you imagine if those guys, awesome guys, right? They'll go hunting with you. They'll go fishing with you. They'll play on your softball team when they're not helping families, when they're not helping people. Because they have this vocation of service that they love to serve, and they believe in God. And they're Catholic. Can you imagine if they were in charge of these organizations? I mean, it's what you want. It's what you want. And so, we've talked about this before, and I said this yesterday, that most of the time institutions do not change themselves. If you look at the way, institutions change, and we talked about this relative to how does the American system of government change? How is it reformed? How does it become something else? The answer? Normally it doesn't. Normally it doesn't. Normally something externally acts upon your nation state, and it then changes in response to coming close to being eliminated or actually being eliminated. That's how governments change. They normally don't change on their own. And look where we are relative to our democracy. Look where we are relative to the dysfunction. And how does that change? Well, the Catholic Church is going to edge close to that. You'll see a number of articles written about the statute of limitations relative to criminal prosecutions. You know, in my opinion, that's the least problem that the Catholic Church has. The greater problem the Catholic Church has are these $100 million settlements that they are paying out around the world. And so, to me, what I hope is I hope they continue to have to pay those things. And I hope they have to look at, you know, this thing is in peril. And we have to make fundamental changes to make sure we stabilize this thing and it goes in a different direction. So, anyway, and again, if you don't like that, I don't really give a shit. All right? But the issue relative to the Catholic Church is leadership. It's getting this disgusting infestation of people who abuse children. People who cover it up. Now, I had somebody write me and say, hey, Mac, just so you know, for the record, if you look into this, school districts have the same issue all across the country. Now, again, I don't know. That may be true. Not my issue, though. Okay? Not my issue. You know, that's school districts' issues. And the contention was that when these things happen, historically, now that person will be fired. Historically, they'd be sent to a different district. Teachers union would weigh in. This is an allegation. Not fair. Blah, 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 blah. He or she has had so many years of service, you know, never had a complaint, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to send them to a different city. All right? We're going to settle this. So that very well may be the case. I could hear my mother telling me two wrongs don't make a right. So relative to the Catholic Church, and I've been a Catholic my whole life, the Catholic Church has in my opinion, has a renaissance on the horizon. But only if it changes. But only if it changes. And I don't, for the life of me, if you look at what this whole vow of celibacy buys the Catholic Church, got to be kidding me. It's ridiculous. So hopefully Pope Francis will get his act together and he'll do the right thing. Because, again, I know a host of people whose lives are committed to service, who would love to serve in their community, who are lifelong Catholics, and they're great people, both men and women. And again, so for those of you who didn't like that yesterday, there you go. But I do believe that, right? The organization is, it's just like, I'll tell you this, it's just like the VA. I don't know who the secretary of the VA is. Well, I know his name. But when I go to the VA, what is the VA to me? It's the person that I interact with. That person, that's the VA to me. When I go to church, what is the church? It's that priest and that priest. That's the church to me. And if those people are just average or the below average or whatever, then that's the church to me. And it's not good. And I should just say, much of the country with priests from foreign countries can't even understand them. Why is that? No. Anyway, so, yeah, here you go. Little religion. Two things. One thing, don't ever talk about religion. Oh, really? Why is that? I like talking about religion. You know? And I would tell you that we can talk about just about anything as long as we're respectful. So I've never really shied away from religion. I find the discussion interesting. To include, I'll never forget this. You know, you get people that are fundamentalists that will call you and call you out on something when you're talking about religion, and you're like, okay, so the Bible is history. Yes. So Garden of Eden, if it says that, yes. Jonah in the belly of a whale? Absolutely. Really? Yes. All right, my friend, here's what I'll tell you. Go sign up at some place to take a history of the Bible class. And then call me when you're done with the class. All right? Tell me what you think after you take the class, and then call me. So I find that stuff really interesting. Really interesting. So, with that said, religion. Whoa. With that said, the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you. And this is dedicated to the Pope. Yeah, never done this before. This is dedicated to the Pope. Hey, Francis, do the right thing, all right? Open the gates, get the steam washer out, okay, rinse that thing out, get some new blood in there, all right? Create the Renaissance of the Catholic Church. Get better people.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vest time in one time. Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
She was 76 years old and passed away evidently this morning. Right, one of those voices that you right? This is the original recording. She had one of those, like, giant voices, too. All right, we'll check the weather today here in Marineland. Currently, mostly cloudy and 80 degrees in Quantico. Mostly cloudy and 83 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly cloudy, 83 in Granbury, Texas. Sunny and 61 in Big Timber, Montana. Clouds and 80 in 29 Palms. Clouds and 71 at Pendleton. Raining 78 and dark in Okinawa with 4 weather warnings in Okinawa. Helmand Province reports 101 degrees under sunny skies. The home of Auburn Radio. Sock it to me. That's the 60s, man. Oh, clouds of 73 in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California. Looking for a high today of 82 degrees with mostly sunny skies. And tomorrow 83, and then on Saturday 81. So, again, Aretha Franklin passed away. So, you know, interesting. She's always, for the most part in her life, a very private person. And so kind of interesting in a day and age when not too many people can pull that off. She in fact did pull that off. So, tremendously, popular and huge artist. So she passed away at the age of 76 today. We'll take a quick break. We'll check the news headlines coming up next. On a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio, we'll catch up with the Secretary of Defense. He's made some comments about space, and then you see the headlines about the Secretary of Defense has flipped his stance on space, blah, 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 and you'll hear him talk about that. You'll also hear him do a Q&A at the Brazilian War College. I think is where he spoke here recently. And down in Latin America, talking to allies about Chinese influence and what the United States' position is, blah, 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 blah. So pretty interesting stuff. And his Q&A is really interesting, especially he gets asked questions about space and the United States' view of space and the weaponization of space. So pretty interesting stuff. And calls out the Chinese by name in his answer. So I think you'll find that very interesting. So you'll hear that today, and then the general will join us. So we'll be doing a little bit of Secretary of Defense radio here on a Thursday. So interesting stuff. Don't touch that dial. More Balmering Radio news headlines coming up next this Thursday on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Check the news. If you follow the news over the course of the weekend, I think you probably saw reports that that Aretha Franklin was gravely ill, according to CBS, who was one of the outlets that reported the story. Legendary artist Aretha Franklin is seriously ill, according to a person close to her. That person who spoke on condition of anonymity, because they were not allowed to publicly talk about the topic, told the Associated Press on Monday that Franklin is seriously ill. No more details were provided. Two sources told TMZ that Franklin is gravely ill. The Queen of Soul canceled planned concerts earlier this year after she was ordered by her doctors to stay off the road and rest up. Last year, the 76-year-old icon announced her plans to retire, saying she would perform only at some select events. The singer said she was no longer going to perform regularly after the release of her newest album, A Brand New Me, she said last February. This will be my last year I will be recording, but this will be my last year. This will be my last year I will be recording, but this will be my last year in concert. This is it. Now, like a lot of artists, she's done that. She's retired before and then came out of retirement. Franklin said she wanted to spend more time with her grandchildren. She's had health scares before. In 2011, there were widespread reports that she was being treated for pancreatic cancer, which is pretty deadly. In 2012, though, she admitted to Anthony Mason of CBS that she was worried during that scare. There was nothing to worry about, she said at the time. My health is wonderful. It's fabulous now. So that story was running over the weekend. You know, again, one of the things about Aretha Franklin is that she, you know, it's pretty private life for a very, very public, very, very public person. And so, she passes away today. So, so celebrate her life. Celebrate her life. 76 years old. That's certainly long enough. And, has grandchildren. So, congratulations to her on a life well lived. And with people all around the world that mourn her passing because of the joy she brought into their because of the joy she brought into their lives. So, so on to marine news. Kind of odd, to be honest with you. Kind of odd, this story. There's a there's kind of a hipster retail store selling familiar military accessory to complement skinny jeans. What is that? Now, you know, this is something that the that the Marine Corps did not embrace. This is an Army thing, right? You know that weird-looking glow belt? The Army has worn it for years. The Marine Corps embraced it, I don't know, in the last decade or so. So it's a glow-in-the-dark belt so you don't get run over when you're running in the morning. It's now being sold by Urban Outfitters as part of a peacocking ensemble. For only $30, you can purchase your very own reflective physical training belt made by a company named Rochko. Anyway, you can, like, match it with your jeans, your skinny jeans. How about that? Yeah, you already got yours. Yeah, just think about that. You can go ahead and, like, wear it as a kind of a belt on the exterior of your jeans. All the ways the military gives back to your life. Headline, Mattis, U.S. needs Space Force to counter Russia and China. You'll hear about that here in the next hour. So I'm not going to go into it. The story about the Brennan clearance. Again, I already got an email about that. Mac, Brennan's a scumbag. One of the things that you rarely see former administration officials do is be loose with the truth and attack the current president. Brennan is all of that and more. He deserves it. I agree, it is political, but guess who went there first? Brennan. You get what you get. You know what? I don't disagree with that. It's like, oh, well, this is unprecedented. Well, yeah, some of the criticism Brennan's, you know, participated in, that's unprecedented as well. So if you want to get out of your lane and you want to become political, then you'll be treated as a politician. So, so there you have it. That, like, was all over the news yesterday. Sucked the air out of the room. One of the things I would tell you, a story here that I would tell you has been conspicuous in its absence. And the Gunner and I have talked about this before, and I'll ask him about this when he comes on later. But if you were to ask me, what is the number one equipment requirement for Marines? I would tell you, you've got to maintain the ballistic capability, but lighten body armor. It's too heavy. And I will tell you that there's no way that you can wear the body armor that we wear and go into an environment like Vietnam. It's simply too much. You couldn't do it. You couldn't operate in it. So somebody's got to devote the money for the research that comes up with some kind of compound that is stronger than hell and is relatively lightweight. The Marine Corps wants new lighter body armor to give commanders more flexibility in low-intensity conflicts on battlefields in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. In my opinion, it doesn't have anything to do with what level the intensity is. You know, you don't have commanders that are willing, and this is one of the things that people say. Well, you know, when you do your assessment, okay, when you do your assessment, that your force protection stuff should be a part of that assessment. Well, I mean, can you imagine the commander that says, yeah, we're not going to wear body armor, somebody gets killed, and then imagine the their parents on TV and all the rest of it. So I would tell you that there's no commander that's going there. So low intensity, high intensity, the effect on mobility of that stuff is not insignificant. It's heavy. Now, Marines get used to it, but it's a lot of weight. Okay, the Marine Corps posted a request for information, an RFI, Wednesday to seek out industry support in fielding a new lighter body armor that will complement the enhanced small arms protected insert, or ESAPI plates, already fielded by Marines. According to the RFI, the Corps is seeking new armor to provide protection from non-armor piercing rounds that are currently prevalent in counterinsurgency operations and other low-intensity threat environments. Okay, look, if it's an armor-piercing round, yeah, not a whole lot you're going to do about that. Okay, our current ESAPI plates do an amazing job of protecting Marines and have saved many lives. That's no joke, right? And that is according to Nick Pierce, individual armor team lead, program manager of infantry combat equipment at the MAR-4 System Command. Quote, the only problem is Marines are currently given a binary choice between taking on 15 pounds to be protected or 0 pounds with very little protection. 15 pounds? What is he talking about? This new lightweight plate would protect Marines and give commanders the choice of which plate to use based on a specific mission. The top Marine has made it an important goal to lighten the load of infantry Marines. Infantry Marines can easily carry more than 100 pounds of gear and equipment on missions, greatly reducing mobility. Now look, and that's before you put your pack on. Okay? That's before you put your pack on. Yeah. You know, some of these gear, you look at all those magazines, well, once you load them up with live ammunition, those things are heavy. Just the ammunition load, okay? Just the ammunition load. Throw hand grenades in there. You know, are you going to carry extra machine gun ammunition for the machine gun team? Somebody got to carry it. They can't carry it all. So you begin to load, and then you have your plate carrier with a plate in front, a plate in back, and then the side sappy plates. So you throw all that on with ammunition on top of it, with extra ammunition that you carry for other people, blah, 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 blah. Tests at MAR-4 Systems Command have shown that a lightweight hard armor plate can increase mobility by nearly 8%. So round that to 10. And I'd say it's more than that. This is just me. I know they're doing their testing. And then they go on. Quote, without revealing too much information, I could state unequivocally that the new plates will significantly lighten the load from the Marine and increase their mobility, said Pierce. This increased capability can save lives and win battles by enabling Marines to engage the enemy or move to cover and concealment more quickly. And when you're wearing it all day, it's significant. And then you take it off, you feel like, you know, I don't even know how to explain it to you, right? You take it off, it's like, holy smokes, man. It's like floating. So you're moving with loads. And so I my own opinion, that is the single number one issue relative to Marine Corps infantry, right? Our rifles are good. We can live with our rifles. You know, the ballistic protection of the helmet, that's good. We can live with that. The weight of the body armor, can't live with that. Something has to happen that lightens that load. So good to see a request for information currently being fielded. So, you know, interesting story out of Japan that's in Marine Corps Times this morning. Shut up, Brennan. Comey struck all. Good morning, Mac. What happened to public servants who kept their mouths shut, no matter what their personal grievances? There was a time when you just shut up and did your job. Yes, bitch to your coworkers, but not publicly. Times have changed, and we have a lot of pussies out there. Be well. Vacaville, man. If you want to go be public, to me, there's a way to do it and be articulate about it. But, you know, you see sound bites of these guys, and they're playing loose with the truth for whatever agenda they have. So you hear it, and then you hear another analyst take apart their statement, and you're like, what's that about? So if you want to affect politics, and you feel that, you know, you must do that, then stand by, because you're gonna get politics. And to me, that's simply what it is. And you can lay it at Brennan's feet and say, again, why do they retain their clearance? I don't know. I think when you look at the way the sieve we are relative to classified information, in my opinion, why do they need to know? Now you could create a program for people that are going to do consulting work, right? And they would have to undergo, you know, an investigation, blah, 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 and they'd have to be reviewed like everybody else is, blah, 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 that is current. So if you want to retain your clearance, then to me, there's certain things you should have to go through on a regular basis. And you get put in the retired list, but you're doing defense work, and so, you know, we'll allow this. Okay? We will allow this. So, but to me, there's way too many people that stay on the payroll and become, I don't know, part of the problem. I don't like it. The whole, like, migration from, you know, I was serving, now I'm going to be on somebody's board and pull down $600,000 a year. I think that's an icky, icky system. Here's another story that's interesting. Japanese emperor tries to make amends for his father's war. A story by Mary Yamaguchi from the Associated Press. For the first time, Japan's emperor, Akihito, son of Hirohito, addressed a memorial service on Wednesday marking the end of World War II. Once again, he expressed deep remorse for the war. It was in keeping with what by all appearances has become a mission for Akihito over his 30-year reign, to make amends for a war fought in the name of his father, Hirohito. The 84-year-old monarch is set to abdicate next spring. Quote, reflecting on our past and bearing in mind the feelings of deep remorse, I earnestly hope that the ravages of war will never be repeated, he said in a 2-minute speech on the 73rd anniversary of Japan's surrender. As emperor, he has made unprecedented visits to the Philippines and other Pacific islands conquered by Japan early in World War II, and devastated in fierce fighting as U.S.-led allies took them back. Though Akihito has avoided a direct apology, he has subtly stepped up his expressions of regret in recent years in carefully scripted statements on the war. His words have taken on greater importance as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sought to move Japan beyond its troubled past since coming to power in December of 2012. Opponents of Abe's policies have grabbed onto the emperor's statements as a counterbalance to the prime minister's push to revive Japan's war-renouncing constitution and build up its military. I think you can do both. I think you can be contrite for I think you can be contrite for mistakes that your nation made. But Japan is not the same nation. Germany is not the same nation that it was 73 years ago. Akihito's World War II related trips and pronouncements form part of a broader effort to bring the royal family closer to the public. In doing so, he has won over pacifists, leftists, and other critics of the emperor system in a way his father was never able to do. And again, if you go back in history, and the article explains it, Hirohito, who was worshipped as a living god until the end of the war, again, when he spoke at the end of the war, right, when he was forced to speak at the end of the war, it was the first time many Japanese had even heard his voice. So interesting stuff. And again, if you roll around the Pacific, you know, in Korea, you know, they'll tell you we hate the Japanese for what they did to our country, you know, for what they did to women who they made comfort women and then denied that they ever did it. And so you have all these issues that still. And I want to say I just saw a story about there was, I want to say, what was it, in Korea, where they did they have a national day devoted to the remembrance of comfort women. Yeah, essentially the Japanese turned them into prostitutes. Well, I mean, a prostitute gets paid, so you're not even a prostitute. You're just somebody who stays in a building that Japanese soldiers use when they want to, and then they leave. Yeah, you're not even a prostitute. Another headline, the General Accounting Office wraps the Pentagon and the services for not properly tracking aviation mishap data. This is the second story this week that's coming out of the GAO relative to aviation. Okay, GAO took the Army, Navy, Air Force to task for not tracking aviation mishap data in the same way. So that's a hit on the DOD. The Army uses its own process to define types of aviation mishaps. And when mishap data isn't standardized across service, they don't speak a common language, the GAO said. Makes it harder to accurately measure trends of how mishaps are changing, analyze what risks that could lead to mishaps, and effectively share lessons learned with one another. You know, some of that stuff, it's actually surprising that stuff's still going on. Because when we got more purple, a lot of the stuff that separated the services went away. You would think aviation mishap reporting would be one of those things that went away. Evidently not. All right, let me take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up with the news, and then we'll get to Secretary of Defense. We'll give you an update on him. He's been roaming around the world, has had some pretty interesting stuff to say. I love to do straight from the horse's mouth from that guy, and we will do that coming up next. So don't touch that dial. More of Allmarine Radio on a Thursday coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.